When I was your age, I would lug 50 pounds of ice up 5-6 flights of stairs.
So what?
So what? So let's dance. I was alone. I never knew what could left me. Bah! Now, what the devil? Then we touched, then we sang about the loving things. The man's a menace.
Hey now, what's going on, folks? Welcome back in a frigid-ass December here. The Sportsbook Box Office Podcast, Kevin Goatee back again with Jeffrey Paul.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Fantastic. And special guest today, the one, the only, Joseph Vessi.
How are you?
Hey, Joe Vessi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. Oh, got you loud and clear.
Nice.
Joe Vessi.
Good to be here.
Yeah, man. You might have seen Joe in a few Optimum Online commercials, part of the Movers. You're going to see him in an Adam...
Unmovers.
Yes, the Unmovers.
As well as an Adam Sandler film in the spring, you said, right?
Spring, April 14th.
Fuck yeah, man.
If I make the cut. Hopefully I make the cut.
Nice. Why do my earphones keep fucking going in and out? That's lovely.
That's the way it goes here at Broadway Comedy Club.
Yeah, man. A lot going on in the middle of a crazy NFL winding down of the season here. Your Jets are trash, but then again, that's like a saying, the sun's going to rise tomorrow. That's nothing new. They were nice and embarrassed on Saturday night against Miami. Holy shit.
They had a good first half.
I mean, last I checked, they played two halves, but all right. Bryce Petty, what happened? Why'd they yank him?
Why did they yank him? He almost got fucking decapitated.
I saw that. My buddy texts me, goes, dude, I'm going to put $500 on the Jets. I'm like, why are you ever trusting the Jets and $500 in the same sentence? He's like, I think they're going to get it. Whoops.
He got hit by two of like the best football players. Cameron Wake. And Ndamukong Suh. And they hit him at the same time. It looked like his head was going to like pop off.
Well, hold on. No, sorry.
You know
go ahead.
I should have tried to do. I should have tried to pretend that I knew football and see how long I could fake you guys out and like make little comments. What do you think it would come pretty early?
Pretty.
On,
that's pretty the thing quickly? About. Yeah. With sport, especially with sport. I mean, you're a sport guy, but you're more basketball. So if someone like tried to talk about basketball, I'm like, well, you know how when Magic Johnson went to UCLA and he did that thing where he hit a slap shot and then he got 4 points on that. You're like, what the fuck are you talking?
He doesn't know football. He's not retarded. You know, he wouldn't say he was.
Yeah,
right.
It wouldn't be that bad. I would just kind of chime in with a few comments like, yeah, decapitated. I'm just trying to come in.
It's like that backup singer in the rap.
Browns, man. You know, they're starting to get on a roll.
They are in a roll. Yeah. It's just the wrong role you want to be associated with. They're terrible.
Yeah. Now, before we talk a little football, let's talk a little bit of NBA. I've been wanting to.
Well,
do
hold
this.
On. You just can't jump subjects like that in the middle. We'll get to the NBA. Calm down.
We can do anything we want.
We'll get
this
there. Hold on.
This
we
is
started...
our show, motherfucker.
Yeah, it is. Listen,
this
listen.
This is how we roll.
We got. Let's finish the playoff placement. We'll get to NBA in a little bit. Trust me. So here we go. You hit the NFL. Who's in and who's out? Everyone's pretty much here's who's obviously in. Are the Pats? The Raiders are...
They're in. They clinched.
They're in.
And they got the division already.
But it's funny how they're so close to having a 2 seed or a 4. Or even five.
It has to be a 2 seed
or a 5.
Or a 5.
Right.
I mean, a little threat with the Chiefs.
And the Broncos.
Wait, do they end with the Chiefs?
I think they do. Yeah, they do.
Okay, well, there you go. That's the division right there.
It's a tough division.
Tough loss for the Chiefs this past week.
I had the under, so I was quite happy, but I was worried if they would have gotten the point after, went to overtime, and they would have gotten 10 more points, like someone would have kicked the field goal, and then they would have had a touchdown, and then it would have gotten fucked. But I had that. I actually went 4-4 for the week this week. First 500 week in a while. I've been crushing.
This was a weird week, and also weather. You know, when you start getting to this time of the year, weather plays a huge
role. Funny you say that. I said, let me take the under of Green Bay. Whoops. And the under of, like I just said, the Kansas City game. Whoops.
Did you watch
any... I hit that one.
Did you watch any of the Packer game?
I caught the end. I was on back and forth because I'm in fantasy football, too, and all that shit.
Bears?
Yeah.
They suck. All right, but... That kid Howard is a player, man.
I know.
He is a fucking bull. They got their running back.
Too bad they don't have a quarterback, an offensive line, or a
defense. Who would you rather be? Would you rather be the Jets or the Bears?
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. The Jets at least have a defense. Oh, boy.
Here's my answer.
The Bears. Here's why. You got John Fox as your head coach. All right? He's good. He's gotten there. You've got a pretty good running back. You got a solid wide receiver who's had a tough year, Alshon Jeffrey. But you don't have a quarterback, but neither do the Jets. I mean, the Jets have a bunch of kids, but you don't know. And their secondary is terrible.
For 2 years, they've blown high draft picks on quarterbacks. Are you going to go into this draft and draft a first-round draft? So 3 years in a row, you're going to draft quarterbacks with your first or second-round pick?
You know what? You could say that all you want to, but here's the funny thing. The fucking Browns have some ungodly number of, like, 13 quarterbacks in 15 years or some shit like that?
The Browns are the 76ers of the NFL, Joe.
Gotcha.
That's not true. The Sixers have more wins than the Browns this year.
Oh, that's true. The Browns have no wins.
They are 0-15.
That's bad, right? That's no wins? Okay, same thing? Is that the same thing for all sports?
They have a lot of moral victories, though.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. They've hung tough. They could have won the Miami game.
They could have, but...
They could have won a couple of games. They could have won a Cincinnati game. But moral victories don't count.
The Giants are looking goddamn good. They're catching fire at the absolute right time. They need to win out. Dallas needs to lose out to get that one seed. I'm not holding my breath. I did have Tampa plus 7 last night, so that was a nice one. But the Giants are going to the playoffs, and Russo was saying today on the show that, look, the Giants are one of those teams, and so is Green Bay, that you do not want to face early on. They are the two. They will upset the apple cart, but the Giants can go to Green Bay if they get the 5 and Green Bay gets the 4. The Giants can go into Green Bay and win that game without a question. If the Giants have to face Detroit, I will bet the farm on the Giants. They're going to win that game.
They'll beat him in Detroit. They already beat him at home. I also think they will. The best matchup I want to see him play is Atlanta.
The Falcons are trash. I have no problem going in there, and they can beat Matt Ryan because he is terrible in a big spot. Terrible. That defense is brutal. Oh God!
Terrible defense.
Giants can do something this year. Cross your fingers. Pat's already locked up their one. They're good to go. Pretty much. Oh, they're the two at least, but they can almost get the one.
They're coming out of the AFC. Who's beating them?
No, the Raiders can give them a shot.
No way.
If the Raiders can get the one and the Pats have to go
not
to Oakland,
happen.
They have a. Pats
are going to win out.
Here's the thing. Actually, I take that back. Let's say Pats have the one, Oakland has the two. Oakland has one of the best road records. Period. The only thing that sucks is it'll be freezing fucking cold, and they suck in the cold.
But when you watch the games, man, you could say the same thing about the Pats, where they're just winning the games. You know, I mean, like, if you watched the Denver game last night, right?
I did.
Okay. How many drops did Denver have in that game? I counted at least half a dozen, which would have made a big difference in the game. That defense is still great.
Sick. They held Brady. Brady didn't have a touchdown.
So it makes me a little suspect about the Patriots' defense.
But
who's the good AFC team?
The Raiders are solid this year. They're solid.
They're young.
They eked it. That's who. So what?
Carr's never been in a playoff game.
And so are the Cowboys, and they're fucking the one right now. They're young.
It doesn't make a difference. The playoffs are a different animal. I don't see the Cowboys coming out of the NFC.
The Cowboys are praying to Christ the Giants get picked off, because that's the team they know that they're going to get a fucking huge amount of shit from. I promise you. Every Cowboy fan's going to talk shit now, but I promise you, deep down, they are quaking their fucking boots if we have to face them a third time this year.
I've been saying it all along. I still like Seattle coming out of the NFC.
That's the one team I do not want to go into and play. They will destroy us. They fucking kill us. That's the one team I'd love for them to get picked off. I'd love to go face Dallas and be there, but Seattle's fucking...
If they have to go on the road,
they're cooked.
They're different, but at home, that's a tough out.
Well, it's funny. They're hanging tight. The Rams were hanging tight with them for a while on Thursday, and then, of course, the Rams just went.
The Rams always have that number. They've won three of the last four games against them.
Especially at home. In L.A. Well, I hate to say L.A., but St. Louis. But, yeah. Giants looking okay. Skins are fighting tonight. We'll see if they get their... They control their own destiny. If they win out, they're in.
I would be shocked if they lose tonight.
I think it was the line 7 and the over is 51. I still like the over. I can see what the weather is.
You were saying that. I don't know. I don't know.
Their defenses stink. Both defenses are trash.
I disagree. I think Washington's defense is good.
It is not good.
I don't like the Carolina offense. You know, I'm going to go the under on that.
Under 51?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Let me see the weather. But the Skins' defense is trash. They give up a
28-13, somewhere in that.
They give up a lot of points, buddy. I'm telling you. They give up a lot of. I'm going to look this up right now, as a matter of fact. By the way, how fucked is this? This weekend, all the games are on Saturday. That just completely screws it up for us, right?
All the games are this Saturday?
All but two games are Saturday.
Well, Christmas is Sunday, right, Joe?
No, Yeah. So there's like the Steelers, Ravens are Sunday. There's his chime in.
Christmas is Sunday.
I guess they're going to go fuck with the NBA.
Can you hear me on this?
Yeah, man.
I feel like I can't hear myself.
No, I hear you fine, man.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Real quick, just point in my favor here. Here you go. Washington defense points allowed. Ready? 17, 18.
So that's fine.
Hold on. 16, 13.
Yeah, fine.
38.
Who against who?
Steelers. 27, 29. Fuck my phone. All right, 20 against the Browns. 10, 20, 20, 27, 20, 24, 26, 31, 31, 22. That is a lot of points. As of late, they are giving up in the mid to high 20s.
That was riveting radio right there.
I'm just giving my points.
Let me just say Christmas Eve is Saturday. Just want to chime in.
All right, Jeffrey, Paul, early picks before we get into it. Who's going to get in? Who are the teams that are on the bubble now that are going to get in? Who's not going to get in?
NFC, we're going Cowboys are winning the division.
Right.
Giants getting the wild card.
I agree.
Okay. We're going
Seattle.
Seattle won the division already. They're in.
Right.
Green Bay will beat Detroit.
They need to win out.
They will win out. So they're going to, because Detroit's schedule down the stretch is brutal.
It's tough.
Okay. So I'm going to go Green Bay is going to win that division.
Atlanta.
Atlanta's winning that division.
Trash.
It's that second wild card. I still think Tampa Bay is going to come back and win it. That was a tough loss for them last night.
And you're saying they're going to knock out the Skins then is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
And AFC, Patriots we agree on.
Right. Agree.
Okay. Pittsburgh winning over in the Central.
I agree.
Okay. I'll tell you the team that to look out for in the AFC. You're going to think I'm nuts, but I'm really.
Chiefs?
Tennessee. I think they'll win.
No.
I think they will win that division.
That division's terrible. That's not saying much.
But they're 8-6, and you know what? They're really coming on. And the thing is, they got what a lot of teams don't have. They got balance. They can run the ball as good as anybody, and they can throw it a little bit. Mariota is legit.
But he turns the ball over a lot.
But that's the whole thing. They can control it with a really good running game. And I think over in that other division, you know, in the West, Oakland, so the Chiefs will come out as a wild card. And who do you like in the second wild card?
Are the Colts still around?
They're not going in. I think it'll be Miami.
Could.
Miami's looking
Matt Moore
really
showed me
good.
Something. I was debating about sitting Landry in my fantasy playoffs. And I was like, oh, backup quarterback. I don't know. Yeah. And I started him, and he fucking blew up. So I'm 6 points down with two guys left to play. We'll see what happens. Stay tuned. So, yeah, NFL to continue. Let's talk a little NBA here. This is where Joe Vesci is going to be able to chime in, and I'm going to sit back and just have a few words to say. I mean, I used to love the NBA. I stopped watching, like I said, 2000-ish. It just became street ball to me. It's gotten better now.
Why 2000?
It became more street ball-ish.
Like with who?
Like the Iverson era and all that shit.
You don't like Iverson?
No.
Wow.
No, I didn't.
You didn't like Iverson as a player?
Jesus.
I mean, he carried them. No, he did. He totally carried. Listen, he's great. He carried. I didn't dig him. But I stopped caring about the NBA. I mean, it's gotten a lot better now.
To me, that was like the better times. Before. Like, I would take.
I don't think it's bad now.
No, I don't think it's bad. I don't watch it as much just because of comedy. But, you know, when I go see like old footage of like Larry Bird or Magic Johnson
and
Jordan.
Loved it.
That's like the best. And then Stockton, I love the
Malone,
Robinson.
I don't know about Karl Malone and when I say Magic Johnson, but I guess he's a tier
below them.
Yeah, I would never say
who do you think was a better player, Karl Malone or James Worthy? I always just have this argument.
I think James Worthy.
I loved
Worthy. They say Tim Duncan's better than all of them. Tim Duncan's the best player in the last 20 years, almost.
Was he best player or was he best teammate?
I mean, the guy did it. How many rings does he have? Five?
Yeah, I think
I mean, he's a fundamentally sound, great player. Yeah.
The guy, he's the Derek Jeter of the NBA.
Yeah,
gets his shit done, doesn't say shit, doesn't bang a ton of hot models unlike Jeter did, but all right, whatever.
Yeah.
But he's clutch as fuck, and he gets it done.
Yeah.
So that's one guy I always rooted for was Duncan.
He would have been 6-for-6 if it wasn't for Ray Allen.
Noted.
Point taken.
Noted. Worthy or Malone? That's a question.
I'll take Worthy, just because Karl Malone was also so dirty.
You didn't like Karl Malone.
The dirtiest player all the
time. I mean, so. I just, you know, he's so dirty. I just, you know, that type of basketball, I don't know.
I remember the name. It just flummoxed me.
He didn't have a chip. He didn't win a championship.
No, he came close, but not close enough. The player that always cracked me up, the players would vote on who the dirtiest player is. And you see this name. And this is the era I'm speaking of, not now, obviously.
Yeah.
John Stockton is the dirtiest. They said it was the dirtiest fucking guy. John Stockton was the dirtiest.
I guess players voted.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't remember watching him that closely, but yeah. he was like one of the toughest guys. I know that much.
Gonzaga.
It's amazing that he could be like one of the dirtiest. I mean, he was, what, 6'3", 6'4"?
And he wore nut hugger shorts. How can you take a guy like that seriously, you know?
Karl Malone or Barkley?
both of the same no rings argument.
It's kind of the same, yeah. It's kind of the same. But I guess you got to go with Karl Malone because at least Karl Malone was in shape and he was ready to play. You know, Barkley.
How many MVPs did Malone ever get?
I think he had one.
I don't know.
I don't even know.
Barkley had one.
Right, with the Sixers.
Yeah.
Suns, he could have had it too. He was gonna, again, when you run to Jordan's Bulls, you're not going to fucking get it done.
Yeah.
He was good in that final.
Yeah, Kevin Johnson.
And then he went to Houston, I think, with Scottie Pippen and Drexler, and they tried to have a little dream team, except they were like
2 years too late.
Yeah, 6 years past that prime, all those guys, and he never wound up getting a ring. He played, I think, in one final. I always thought Barkley was a little overrated. I think he was more of a character. You know, good, really good player.
Right.
But, I mean, I would still take Ewing over him.
See, I never was a Knicks fan my whole life.
Who was your team, Joe?
I was a Sixer fan. I was a big Iverson guy, and that was my team. I never was a Knicks fan, though, ever. Hated the Knicks.
Yeah, me too.
Hated every single one of them.
Yeah, Joe looks John a little Starks. Bit like Sean Bradley.
Does he? Because all white guys look the same, like Wally Szczerbiak and shit like that?
A little handsomer version of
Sean Bradley. You look like Drazen Petrovic before the car accident.
Yeah, that's a weird one, Sean Bradley. But yeah, I was a big Sixer fan. That was like, because that's why I've never heard it. I've never heard too many people say they didn't like Iverson.
Are you from Philly?
I'm not from Philly, no. But okay. I used to go down there all the time when they were in their heyday. And yeah, I mean, that was just like... That was the best.
Practice.
Watching him was just insane.
But you know what?
That's one of the funny misquotes, though. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Tell the story. What is the story?
I didn't know that till, I followed it pretty closely, but I didn't know that till recently with that documentary, was that he was talking about his friend who died. His friend had just gotten killed, I think, a couple of weeks before, and then they were asking him about practice, and that's where that quote came from. It wasn't that he was disregarding practice, but all these years, it was like he was just...
shitting on the idea that I need to go to practice. Buddy dies. It's like, again, practice on my mind, and my buddy dies.
Yeah,
that's an amazing
media thing. That was shocking.
The documentary about Iverson is a great one. It's up there with the Tyson one. You talk about misunderstood athletes, and talk about guys who've kind of like turned it around.
Yeah. Is that a 30 for 30? Or just like a standalone doc?
No, I think that was an HBO one.
Yeah, okay. He's had a couple.
I didn't see that then. I didn't see any of his stuff, actually. I should probably give it a look.
Yeah, he is a misunderstood guy in that way, for sure. Because I was around him a lot, especially as a kid, and he was one of the nicest people ever. Really generous.
I think there was always like a lot of misinformation about him. But like everything you kind of read about him now, it seems like he kind of like figured it out, got his act together a little bit. And he's the kind of guy that you kind of root for. Even as a player, I mean, he was small, but he was all heart. And he carried And he carried that Sixer team into, I mean, then nothing without him.
He
won an MVP, right? He had to win an MVP for that.
I think he had a couple. I think he had at least one.
Who did he play with on that team?
One he made to the finals?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was, so he had all role players. I mean, it was Dikembe Mutombo, George Lynch, Tyrone Hill. Who else was on there? Eric Snow, Aaron McKee, Rajah Bell. Rodney Buford, Speedy Claxton. He was hurt most of those that season.
Right, you're going deep in the roster.
Michigan State
Speedy Claxton.
Well, I actually got to practice with those guys a couple times. More than times. Yeah, I practiced with that team like 20 times. It was funny. People would ask me, how was it to practice with Iverson? I was like, I don't know. He was around, but he was not in the practice usually.
Yeah, people are like, hey, did you square up against Vessi one-on-one AI? Nah, man. He's too good.
Get him.
You fuck around with that. But I saw some video of Vessi handling the ball. Vessi is legit.
Oh, I'm sure.
I played one NBA player one-on-one when I was in my prime. I beat by a couple points. I'm forgetting his name. Gennaro Pargo. Do you know Gennaro Pargo?
Don't know that name.
He was on the Bulls. He was a point guard. He played with Joe Johnson in college. And matter of fact, it's kind of a funny story. I was in Vegas playing at this gym, and it was just around the time Joe Johnson signed like a $100 million contract, I think, with the Suns.
Right.
And was it Suns or Hawks?
I think it was the Suns back then. I mean, I could be wrong.
It was Suns, Hawks, and then Nets, right?
I think
he
was drafted, I think, by Boston.
I don't remember
who he was drafted
by.
That does sound familiar.
Yeah, I think he signed a big contract with Atlanta, and then he traded to Brooklyn. Brooklyn picked up the whole contract.
Right. But this is like going back some years, too. So, and he was coming in, and he asked it was him, Gennaro Pargo, and another guy. And he asked, can I shoot around with you? And I was like, yeah, sure. I'd never seen him up close, so he looked very young. He just had a T-shirt and shorts. And then while we're shooting around, I asked him if he was in town for AAU. That's what I asked him.
Mm-hmm.
And And then he was like, no. And then finally I figured out it was Joe Johnson. But then that was the day I played Gennaro Pargo one-on-one. And he was a point guard for the Bulls. We played like three games. I didn't know he was an NBA player either. And
was he good?
He was good, but
not
I
good
like
enough.
I beat him by one game. I think wow. I might have won two games. I don't remember, but it was like we played a bunch. He was definitely good, but of course I was like, oh, NBA. But, you know, he was small.
Did you play in high school or college?
I played in high school, not
a
lot, but Archbishop Molloy in
Queens.
Wow. Yeah, holy shit.
Yeah, that's a legit high school for
it
who?
Was.
Who
it
came
was.
Out of there? A couple of like
NBA. Kenny Anderson,
that's
Kenny
just
Smith,
say.
Brian yeah. Winters.
Right.
But I didn't have a good career there. Coach didn't like me, and so it wasn't like we had a great team, but.
But
so
they play a pretty high level of basketball. They sometimes
they
get invited to that that tournament over at MSG. You know, they'll play with some
sure.
legit schools. They'll play Christ the King.
No, we
they'll
played
play St. Anthony's in Jersey.
Yeah, mm-hmm. St. Raymond's. We played a lot right. against a lot of good. But our team was not that great the years I was there. The last good player, really good player that was there was Yada Gaines. I don't know if you guys know him.
No.
Son Yada Gaines.
Yeah, of course. He played for the Nets.
Yeah, and he was on the yeah. Jazz for a little bit.
But he was a little guy, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great, though. He was awesome.
A lot of
there was
heart.
Another player on my team, too, this guy Milan Perdanovic. He went to Iona. I think he might have played. I don't know if he played overseas or not, but he was pretty good. But we didn't have, like, a powerhouse team when I was there.
We used to have season tickets for the Nets. My son is a big basketball fan, loves the Nets, right? And so we would go down. He would also get on the court. He rebounded for Brooks. But the guy he kind of, like, became kind of, like, friendly with was Gaines.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And he was
very
nice to him. And Derek Favors. In fact, one year for Christmas, Favors sent him a signed jersey.
Oh, wow.
That's
and,
pretty cool.
And we still have it. Yeah, so we were a little sad when he got traded.
I played Yada Gaines one-on-one, too, for Knick tickets when we were in high school.
He was too quick for you, wasn't he?
I beat him by one.
No, get the fuck.
But, you know, he was underestimated.
He was he's a little pit bull of a guy.
But full court.
Quick.
I couldn't. Full court, I couldn't even stay with him at all. But see, one-on-one, that was more my game a little bit. I had, like,
did
a
you
lot
get
of tricks.
Did you get better as you got
yeah,
older?
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I definitely got better and more confident. I was kind of mentally
but you still
not
play.
That weak. Yeah, yeah, I still try to play, like, three, 4 times
what
a week.
What are you, one or two?
One.
Okay.
Still try to play like
there's
three,
lot,
four times a week.
You know, there's a lot of comics that still play.
Deloach.
Well, let's put still play in quotation. They pick up a ball. I think anyone
Steve
who
Marshall
they,
plays. You know, Bobby
I don't
Collins
know.
Comes
to
New York plays.
That's certainly fine. I've known Bobby a long time.
I
that's funny. That was
summer.
The first two you brought up to play ball. That's really funny. Because you're right. Those actually, I would put more of a real ball player category than most young comics. Because Bobby really did play. He's older now, but yeah.
Yeah, no, again, we spent a lot of time together, and we talk about NBA all the time.
Oh, yeah. Bobby's a great guy.
Yeah, loves the game. So what are your thoughts now on the Sixers? You know,
I don't know. I haven't followed it this year at all or what the Sixers are doing, so I'm not a fan of anybody at all. So I'm not following it, you know. So I have no opinion on the Sixers. But NBA now, I'm trying to think. Is it exciting? I mean, I don't know. It's just as exciting, I guess, as it was, but it seems a little bit less entertainment. Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot more rules and the replays and the way the game is, and it's very – I don't know. To me, it's like a slower game, so it's not as fun for me to watch. Like, Curry's great to watch. I like him, but and Durant and guys like that, but it doesn't, like, excite me as much as it used to.
Kev, do you get into like watching at least the Warriors play? I know you're not a huge NBA guy.
I mean, the finals.
But
finals,
you get home late. You know, they'll always show a game on the coast, so it'll be like, you know, about 1 o'clock in the morning. You can catch the end of a Warriors game.
No, the only thing I watched the last few games of the finals because you know what was at stake and all that, and the Cleveland comeback. I mean,
yeah,
it
was
fucking
amazing.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
that was pretty exciting.
Yeah. But no, I just don't give a shit. I mean, I'll catch stuff in SportsCenter. I'll catch it on talk radio, on Sports Talk Radio. I'll catch up that way. But I mean, no, it's just,
I kind of live in the past. I'm always looking up YouTube videos of old basketball footage, or you know, I don't know if you guys remember the N1 mixtape days, like those guys.
Of course.
I used to play with those guys, so I'll watch old episodes of that. So I'm kind of stuck in that time period.
Favorite
still.
Song is Curtis Blow, Little Basketball.
No, Sweet Georgia Brown. That's what I listen to.
Best basketball game of all time, Bulls versus Blazers for Super Nintendo.
You mean the video?
Yeah, the video game, yeah. Oh, okay, Bulls versus Blazers, Super Nintendo game is the best fucking
I'm
game.
A weird kid.
NBA Jam was great, well, too.
I did
but
play NBA Jam a little bit.
That was a lot, but Bulls versus Blazers was so awesome.
I'm a weird kid because I didn't play video games that much either, and I don't watch football, so I'm like fucking
so what
a lot of people think I'm gay.
So what you
not that that's bad.
No, you're a handsome guy. When you see Joe, of
Jesus,
course,
Jeff, that's the second time you said he's a handsome. Why don't you ask him out already?
First time?
Right?
Yeah. I didn't hear the second, first time.
Yeah. Told me he looked like Sean Bradley.
You're getting sweet on him. That's why.
I always liked Joe. Joe was, when I first started coming around doing comedy, Joe was one of the guys who was always really nice to me.
Oh yeah, me too. When I first met you too, he was like one of the nicest guys.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Oh wow.
There's not a stories of Joe Vesey being a dickhead to anybody. Not that I've heard of.
Never heard of one.
That's great.
No raping allegations. None of that shit. Nothing.
What's the whole deal with that?
Oh yeah, there's something going on with that, right? What
happened?
I didn't hear about it.
Do we want to get into that? Because
Kevin, you're good at this stuff.
What am I good at?
You're the TMZ of the comedy.
I'm not the TMZ. I'm just on Facebook.
I heard about it, but what is it? That old story about?
No,
the guy?
It's a brand new one.
It's a new rapist.
Do tell.
New rapist with a new 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard he's got a great five though.
One. So there's Experiment Gallery in Williamsburg.
I don't go to Williamsburg.
I don't either, but I went there once for a show. It was Camille Theobald. She's nice. Okay, so the guy who runs that had banned a guy because he's a Hispanic comic, very pro-Trump, which is funny from an Hispanic guy's point. And they've had a war of words for a while. And again, I just caught up all this in fucking today while I was in a waiting room today in a doctor's office on Facebook. They had a war of words. Apparently, supposedly, allegedly, the Latino comic fucking called the fire department and said that this experiment gallery in Williamsburg is not up to code. They came in there and shut that shit down. They like fucking said you got to close up your shop until da 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 da. Now someone screenshotted and sent it to me. Why? So some girl said I saw that the experiment gallery is now shut down, and I was kind of glad to read that because the person who ran it allegedly raped me, and she went about how she was having a few drinks.
Who is that guy? That's a guy. A comic.
Yeah, they're both. Yeah, the guy who ran the experiment gallery is also a comic.
Is he known? Like, do we like he's a?
I'll write his. I don't. Okay. Again, yeah, I'll write his name down for you.
And the allegation is,
but we don't know if
comic?
It's true.
Yeah, I think so. Female comic. They were down, so they went downstairs.
Great if you tried to rape a guy comic.
But you're right.
But what I saw,
Jeffrey Palmer trying to rape Joe Vesey, the way he keeps getting all fucking cute on him and shit.
He's very handsome.
But the only thing I saw on Facebook was a girl comic saying how you should not be saying this unless you shouldn't be.
That's my fucking point exactly. Like, so I'm hoping
just the accusation alone, it could be damaging to someone.
Because it's
reputation.
Possible that it's not true. So
it's very possible. Look, could it have happened? Of course, it could have happened. But I there's a lot more. There's the term raping now has been. There is of course real rape, and of course when people like some girls will say, "Oh my God, I got so drunk and I fucked this guy," but I wasn't really like, "I was kind of in and out." That's rape. Like, that's a bad decision. That's not really rape.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we
that's
don't know
scary,
what
but
we.
That's
we,
the second time that's happened this year, right?
Yep.
Another comic. Yeah, definitely too. It might have been
that was the guy
three.
From the Union Hall.
No, UCB.
But there was the guy who ran the show at Union Hall. Could be the same guy we're talking about. Okay, that he was also accused of rape, and then I think it came out that he never did. Because you know what? No one's been arrested in any of these things. No one's been convicted. So
that's the one. That's the UCB guy.
See, even this is really.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Right, and I'll write down the guy, the other name.
I feel like I've maybe.
Kevin just wrote down a
know.
Name. That's what we're looking.
I'll write down Jeffrey Paul's my next one here.
Yes. Nah, not even.
I'm
like
fucking his name up. But that's the second. That's the guy who ran the second one. I fucking
I don't know.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. So that's like the latest, and it's you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. Again, I hope nothing happened. I don't know what happened, obviously.
Right.
But
I think most importantly is I was nice to you guys, and I think that's what we should all
that's the
on,
moral.
Right?
The
you won't hear me talk shit about Joe Vesey. I will talk about Jeff.
I'm
Paul,
always,
though.
You know what? I'm always happy to hear that because I'm always sometimes in my head, and I don't know sometimes what the hell I'm doing. Like sometimes I'm so I don't know. I have like bad ADD, so I get very like focused, and sometimes I don't know. How I'm coming off to people because I'm so like, huh? What?
Well, if you're running a show, which you did for a while, and that's where I met you for the first really time, Eastville.
At Eastville.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's going back a little while.
I've been 6.5 years now. Jesus, I've been in this fucking game.
Holy moly.
So, but when you're in producer mode, I get it. I ran a fucking show with a couple of the guys. You've run shit. You know what it's like. You need to get everyone's, you need to make sure that the fucking lights are up. You need to make sure the mic's running. You need to make sure the comics are. You need to make sure you got your lineup ready. You have to make sure this, that, and the other thing. People are sad. There's enough people in front of the audience. You have to go outside and bark more. there's a whole litany of things.
Lot.
And if someone comes up to you, hey, man, what's going on? I'm so-and-so. And you're just like, hey, what's up, man? Back to whatever I was doing. You know, it can come off as dickish. It's funny how you say that. Like, I was with the Perry a couple weeks ago, and a guy was like, hey, man, I just want to apologize to you. I'm like, why? He's like, you know, I thought I was kind of like, you know, frosty to you before. But it's just, you know, whatever. And he goes, I was just running a show and I was doing this.
Right.
I said, no,
nice,
dude, I totally fucking get it. Thanks for the apology. It's nice of you. I didn't get that impression. I get it. I've been there. I totally get it. But so yeah, that's the point of that long-winded conversation. Okay, so that's the story of the rape story. That's what you're going to – that's the
– interesting stuff, man.
Crazy.
All right, so let's –
get on a happier topic instead of fucking
let's
rape shit.
And since this is like our year-end stuff. Let's talk about some movies. To end the show. I mean, we still got some time, but you know, we still got our box office game that we'll play, which we'll get you up to speed on, Joe. But let's talk about like some like box office hits and flops of 2016.
Got them right here. Here are the top grossing films of the year. Ironically, I've seen actually damn near all of them. Rogue One, Star Wars, loved it.
Yeah.
You didn't see it? Shut the fuck up. Zootopia,
I live in a fantasy world.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You play fantasy football, don't you? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I,
yes, you do.
I'm not a geek.
Yes, you do.
I don't wear.
Oh, you don't like science fiction stuff? That's nothing. You don't have to. You don't have to wear a shirt just to be, if you like it. I don't fucking wear a shirt. I wore another.
I don't
wear
Star Trek ears.
You don't.
Nope.
Okay. That doesn't. Okay. So when they go in there without any kind of uniform on, like a normal shirt and jeans like this, when I saw the movie, that makes me, I guess, not a geek then, because I'm not wearing the attire.
You're a nerd.
You're a fucking attire. Your logic is flawed.
Go on.
Like that horrible shirt. Second film, very, very successful, Zootopia, Pixar film. Enjoyed it. Liked it. Captain America 3, probably the biggest film of the year. Fantastic. Deadpool, another big success. Joe Vesey, catch any of these films at all or no?
I didn't. I need to see Deadpool.
Excellent. It's on HBO now.
Okay.
Finding Dory, another Pixar film. So let's just call it the obvious. Pixar and comic book films are the fucking highest grossing of the year. What does that tell you? That's how bad everything else has been this year. Doctor Strange, another Marvel film. I thought it was great. Jungle Book, also Disney. Again, the fucking formula is in place. Didn't see that, but I heard it was great. Moana, another Pixar film. Here's one I saw, not a top grossing film, but I enjoyed the shit out of it. Anthony Weiner's documentary.
You know what? It's so funny that you said that.
I enjoyed it.
What is number four on my list?
You got it, huh?
I thought it was a... Did you see
it? I didn't see it. It's good?
Dude, you have
it's
to
It's very good.
This. Really good behind the scenes about Weiner's run for mayor. You know, a couple of years ago, about 4 years ago, and
he's the dick pic guy, right?
Exactly.
And like it picks up right after the second allegation came out,
and in the middle of the third,
and he's winning in the polls before that. And then has the what's her name? Silver, is that her last name? The girl he's involved in with this one,
Sydney Leathers.
Leathers, that's it. She's in it. You got to see it, Joe.
I know
it's
that joke
one.
Was made a thousand times, but how is it possible that some guy named Weiner would have the dick? I mean, it's just so. Isn't that unbelievable?
It falls into place perfectly. You couldn't.
How could you let that happen, though? Like, just as a person. It's just so,
and you know what? The thing is, it had an impact
so
on this
weird.
Election because his wife is Hillary's top advisor.
That's nuts.
And then she
and
gets.
Ruined her political career.
Well, I mean, listen, that. Well, losing as Hillary's campaign manager, she's cooked now. She's never going to fucking gig again. I mean, that's the biggest. That's going to be the. That's been like the biggest loss since like the 18-0 Patriots. Thanks to the New York Football Giants. Fuck them. I enjoyed Weiner. I tell you what, I saw another one recently. I didn't like it. Hell or High Water. Very critically acclaimed. Not a fan. Didn't dig it. It was very kind of like old No Country for Old Men ish. Like kind of along sort of that vein. But it just like I was just sitting there like okay and nothing really came of it. Wasn't a fan.
Did you see War Dogs?
I did not. I heard it was okay.
Yeah.
Nothing. Jeffrey Paul, any other? What were your top films that you enjoyed this year?
I only had four of them on my list.
Right.
And Deadpool, believe it or not, I'm not into comic books. I'm not into that.
You're a nerd. But, you like a comic book film.
But you know what? I was on the road and I had nothing else to do, so I went to go see it. And I thought Deadpool was great.
Great. Loved it.
I really enjoyed it. Another movie that I liked that we haven't talked about all year. Was The Nice Guys.
Hated it.
With Ryan Gosling.
I didn't see that.
Turn it off.
No, I enjoyed it, man. I thought it was pretty funny. I gotta check it out.
Turn it off.
Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
Russell Crowe.
Gosling.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Turn it off.
Funny. Right. You know, a little different out-of-the-box type of movie. And then I thought the other movie that I enjoyed was The Revenant.
Hated it. That was
I
last year.
Watch that.
No, it came out in February 2016.
No, it didn't. I'm going to tell you why it didn't. Because they released films in New York and L.A. for Oscar consideration in the year before, so it can be for that Oscar. That way it's fresh on the Oscar minds.
Well, on my list, it came out.
All right. I hated that film. I turned the fuck right off. It was so terrible.
Let's switch gears here and talk about some bad movies. I had a lot more on that.
I do, too. This, again, I told you before, I tell you again, 2016, probably the worst year of films I can ever recall. Ever. It's been... When I love looking at the summer release schedule and going, okay, start circling a few, like, oh, I'm interesting seeing that. I think I had, like, two all summer. This year, there was, like, this is probably the lowest number of times I've been to the theater. It's been that bad. Like, I'm not paying $15 for fucking mediocre shit. And that's, and this
get
year.
Get to the list.
Listen, I'm sorry.
Wrap it up in an email. Come on, get to the list.
Dynamite dropping. The list of bombs. Wow, wow, wow. BFG, Steven Spielberg, a rare miss for him. Nine Lives, that kitty cat film. You said, who's the fuck's going to see that? No one, you're right. Ghostbusters, female Ghostbusters. No one gave a fuck, rightfully so.
That's on my list,
did you
too.
See it?
That's shit.
Did you see it?
You can't. I have it on bootleg. I couldn't get out. Past
I would not pay the. I would never pay the Korean nut lady $5 for that bootleg. That's how bad that would be. Warcraft, colossal bomb. Ben-Hur, the reboot. Tanked, one of the biggest ones. Free State of Jones, McConaughey, bomb. Keeping Up with the Joneses, also a bomb. Andy Samberg, can't make a film either. Popstar, bomb.
I wanted to see Popstar, though.
I heard it's terrible.
I really want to see that. Jane got a gun.
Natalie Portman, whiff. Alice Through the Looking Glass, one of the biggest drops
dude,
of the year.
I have that on my list, too.
Did you see it?
Do I need to see the backstory of Alice in Wonderland?
You probably do.
No.
No. Another one, Dirty Grandpa with Zac Efron and De Niro. Fucking horrible. I give that 30 minutes and I turn that right off. I love fucking R-rated comedies, but look, and I don't mind saying the word fuck. When your punchlines are based on the word fuck, I'm like, no, sorry.
That's your act.
No, it's not. It's cerebral dick jokes. Get it right. And Big Fat Greek Wedding, too. No one gave a shit about that. Why make another
Why
one?
Why did they make a remake of that?
It was a sequel.
Were people clamoring for
it? No. The first one was a nice surprise that it hit. And, of course, Bridget Jones' Diary 3 also was a colossal failure. Films that I hated this year.
You saw that.
No, I did not. I didn't see any of those. No, thank you. Okay. Suicide Squad, piece of shit. I hated that. Star Trek, the new one, was bad. The Jason Bourne film, big time disappointment.
Disappointment. But not on my top 10.
Of hated ones? All right, hold on. Batman versus Superman was awful. So was Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Unfunny. When a comedy is not funny, it's a Wes Anderson film, and I don't watch those either.
And you know what? You still didn't get everything on my list.
Go ahead. Add it in.
Okay, this is what I was looking for. You saw Independence Day 1, right?
Yes.
You actually wasted money on 2?
I loved 1. It's one of my favorite movies.
Watch it again. At least
a great first half.
Wait, when's the last time you watched the first one?
Oh, anytime it's on TBS, I'll watch
it. See, I watched it again this year, and I was like, oh, it does not hold up well. Yeah, I loved it when it came out, but it does not hold up well.
I agree, but I still like the first half of that movie. I mean, it's perfect first half, the way they build up to it.
Was that
right.
Will Smith's first huge movie?
No, Bad Boys was before that.
Oh, okay.
But the second one, first, no Will Smith, and it is really, really dull. So, no.
They tried to get him to do that.
They tried to get him.
That's bad that they went through with it without him.
Another bad sequel was for Cloverfield, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, that was not good.
Do you know where Cloverfield lives?
Yeah. That was okay at best.
And my third one that we left off the list was also a sequel, Ride Along 2.
Ride Along 1 was a major fucking disgusting shit show.
Well, this is even worse because it's annoying Kevin Hart. And guess what? Ice Cube is angry in this one. Holy shit, what a stretch.
I wish we had a live video feed of this because you would have seen Jeff Paul take his glasses off and pause for effect and then boom, drop that last how he hates Kevin Hart and Ice Cube is angry.
It's just he does the same thing in
Ice Cube
every
is great
movie.
In 21 and 22 Jump Street.
He was great, but 21 was good. Permit. And he was great in
Friday.
In Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
And Friday,
one of my favorite movies.
Boys Ice Cube's done well, though.
But not in the ride-along movies.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
That first one was so terrible.
I can't go see the ride-alongs, no. I didn't attempt to go see those. But
anything you like in this year?
That came out? I mean, yeah. I'm trying to think that I saw
this
year.
You're on the road.
You know what's funny? I just yesterday saw, because a buddy of mine's in it, this movie Soulless. It's an independent film with Anthony Hopkins.
Okay.
I liked that. That was cool. It was like a thriller kind of thing. Anthony Hopkins plays a cop who's like sees everything before it happens, and then he's trying to catch a killer who can do the same thing. That was a cool movie. That's small. Did I see anything else new this year? It's hard to keep track of what came out like this year, but
that's how bad it's been. Nothing has stood out.
Yeah,
really. Captain America 3 was
nothing
great.
Nothing really like crazy stood out.
Would
where
Deadpool
I went to
have been the
theaters.
Best movie of 2016?
Captain America 3 was great, but Deadpool is actually being rumored to be thrown in Oscar consideration. That's how good it was.
I mean, I don't know anyone who saw it that didn't enjoy that movie. Even I mean, even for people like me who's not into that genre of movies, like I really enjoyed
it. Oh, here's another bomb. The X-Men Apocalypse some bombed. It was bad, too. I mean, it's funny how a lot most comic book films do great. Great, and then ones some of these are just missing. But I tell you, the key ingredient here, sequels. A lot of these sequels are just shit.
It's lazy. Anything you were looking forward to that you saw and you're like, ah, this just didn't, this broke my
I mean,
heart.
I think, you know what, War Dogs, I think I was looking forward to. I mean, if Jonah Hill wasn't in it, I think that would be a tough movie to watch overall. Right. It wasn't terrible. It just wasn't, it was a little anticlimactic. It wasn't exactly what I was expecting, but... You know, Jonah Hill's always entertaining. I like 10 Minute, but I'm trying to think if it was anything I was expecting that was good. I don't know.
You had the sights set on it. You're like, oh, man, I got it. Like for me, again, Independence Day,
I think
Day
Sausage
too.
Party I was expecting a little
did
more
did not like
of.
That.
Yeah, I mean, I love those guys. I pretty much almost loved every movie they've done, but I didn't. I'm not a big animated guy, and it didn't grab me as much as I wanted. But I... You know, I kind of I respect that because that's a hard, you know, that's a hard movie to write.
I didn't think it was funny at all. I was like, oh, I get all the double entendres, cute, all right, but it just didn't go past that.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, you got to really love animated, I think, stuff and like that.
I mean, I love Pixar. Go figure. I'm looking forward to Toy Story 4 whenever that shit comes out. That's great. I think I'll tell you what's coming out next year early. I can't wait for. I hope it doesn't fucking disappoint. It's a sequel, though, so it probably will. John Wick 2. John Wick, you guys ever see that? Keanu Reeves?
No.
Fucking hour and a half of straight ass beating, but more a good story behind it instead of just a typical, you know, ass beating. It's a good, it's a sneak up on you. Like, really? That film, when you see the preview, like, oh, Christ. Again, I've seen this a million times. But if you see it, I'm telling you, it's fucking good. John Wick 2 next, I think, March. But yeah, Rogue One was great, I thought. That was probably one of the best films I've seen this year.
I like The Godfather.
There you go. A timely reference.
I thought that was a good movie.
We shot at The Godfather's house.
Is that in Westchester, right?
No, in L.A.
The movie producer's house.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
Johnny
yeah.
Fontaine
with the pool. With
No. It was the movie producer in the first one who wouldn't give Johnny Fontaine.
Johnny Fontaine, right?
Yeah, he wouldn't give him the part. Yeah, yeah.
With the horse head.
Yeah. Who owns that house?
You know, the guy who owned it. I met him. I don't know like what he does exactly. But, you know, there's, like, lots of, you know, security and, you know, it looks like kind of like the White House.
So you can't swipe shit?
Like I mean, it's very, like, the place to get in was, like, a production every day just to check in with security. There's, like, 20 guys
what
walking
were you shooting
around.
There?
That was Adam Sandler's movie and Sandy Wexler that comes out in April. But we shot.
What's
like,
that
going to
be about?
He plays a talent manager who has a string of like offbeat clients that works, you know, and Kevin James is one of his clients. And
Kevin James and Adam Sandler film? Really? I don't believe that.
Kevin's back in it. And
and you did some writing on the film?
Yeah, I wrote on it. And like I said, if I'm a small part, if I make the cut, I never like to
Real
say
quick,
it until I'm there.
Tell the audience, and by audience I mean 35 of you, how you got tied in with Sandler, because that's a pretty fucking nice little gravy train to jump on.
Oh, yeah, I mean, well, I met him when I was coming out of film school. I was a production assistant on Grown Ups 2.
Right.
And that's where we first met. And then...
that was shot up in Massachusetts?
Massachusetts, yep. Yeah. And that's where we first met. And I had been doing stand-up for maybe, like, I think coming up on like a year and a half, 2 years around that time. And we had talked about stand-up.
So when you were doing that those Eastville shows, you were very new into stand-up at the time?
Because
your career is really... catapult the last 2 years.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if I think when I started to do the Eastville shows, I might have been like maybe a year and a half in, two
oh,
years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know when I started them. I ran the Eastville Comedy Club shows for maybe I think 2 years, but it might have been when I was two years into.
So
comedy.
You started about like 2009, 2010, right around there.
Yeah,
because I started in 2011.
I've been doing stand up for 6.5 years. That's all I know, but I don't know. What year? So whatever 6.5 years ago was, it kind of it's all blurring together
for
me.
Like
2010.
Yeah. Grown Ups 2 was, I think, I know I just graduated college. That was like my first, you know, like production assistant job where I was on a set.
I always
working.
Thought you were much, much further along. I mean, you've come up. I mean, no, no, no.
Hello, left-handed compliment.
No, because he's got. I mean, he's national commercials and he's writing on
not a national commercial, but thank you. But I wish it was
The Unmovies.
The Unmovies is only it's a tri-state. I mean, it goes to Utah and in certain other states, but it's not all not everywhere. It's a web show, though.
At one point, any time I turned on the TV, that fucking thing was on.
No, no, it did well.
And,
didn't
Casey Aurora take
Casey,
the punt for
Casey came
Vladimir.
On, yeah, the second season. Yeah. Yeah. No, that commercial did very well, and it's a web show, too, so that's what's cool about it. But, yeah. So what did you mean? You said you thought I was further along?
Yeah.
He meant longer tenured. He doesn't have a good command in English.
I didn't realize, like, you know, you're really not – you've done it maybe a year longer than I have.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, I thought we met late. I think we did cross paths, though. I don't think we crossed paths till maybe – I was a little bit further into comedy, I feel
you
like.
You were. And that's why, like, I remember seeing you. I was like, man, this guy, you know, he's running shows at Eastville. And, you know, I remember Tommy Gooch saying, like, you know, this is a good guy.
Oh, yeah, Tommy.
This
Gooch,
is a good guy
yeah.
to know because, you know, he puts on a lot of good shows. And, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, so I would always kind of, like, follow you. And every time I could run into you, you know, he would always be so, like, nice and, like, hey, what's going on? You know, just kind of, like, you know, when you're, like, a new comic, you just want to kind of, like, feel like, hey, you're in, you're accepted.
Yeah, of course.
There's a bunch of guys who are like that.
Sure.
Greg Stone was like that. Remember, there was a guy named David Foster. He moved out to L.A. He was kind of that way. Harris Stanton. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, yeah, Harris. I saw him the other day. Harris was in that Tracy Morgan.
That's right.
Thank God he only hurt his wrist.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're – so I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, so that's where we met, and then we had – you know, I remember – I think there was a time, actually, when I was doing – when I was on set, and Adam actually asked me to do – it was like 9:30 in the morning by his trailer – and he asked me what I was doing the weekend before, and I told him I went back to the city to do stand-up, and then he was like, oh, well, hit me with something. You know, tell me something. And
he so, made you do the tell me a joke?
Yeah, so he
oh,
had
my
me do,
God, dude. Cardinal sin.
So, no, I mean, I think he just really wanted to see what I had, you know what I mean? You know, it's like, obviously, we don't like it if, like, a regular person's like, oh, tell me a joke. But I think, you know, Adam saying it was like, oh,
you,
of course.
Were you
know.
Nervous saying something?
Oh, yeah, I was. I mean, I was like, you know, because it's like a big opportunity just for him to hear one of your jokes. And a couple other guys were there with him, his producer, Alan Covert, and Peter Dante, who's always in his films. You probably know if
which
you saw
which one is he?
Dante's always like he's been in The Waterboy, Mr. Deeds.
Which guy was he in? Is he the guy who did the cross eyes?
That's Jonathan Loughran.
Who's the guy who played
Dante
the quarterback?
Yeah, that's Dante. Like, what's up? You know, my name is Peter Dante. You know, you fucking needle dick. That's
him. Yeah, that was needle. Come on.
Yeah,
of course you know
dick.
Needle dick.
Yeah, needle. Yeah, is that, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
he's great, that guy.
So, yeah, no, so I did a joke. I told him a bit. I was trying to figure out, like, oh, what bit could I do that works in, like, a setting at 9:30 in the morning out in front of three people? And then I did a joke. He laughed. And then he was like, all right, let me hear something else. And I just kept doing, like, stand-up jokes. So for him asking me, I was happy to do it. I was like, oh, this is great, because him asking to hear one of your stand-up jokes is like a fucking dream. I was like,
right.
You know, I was so psyched. So, and that's what kind of person he is. He's so nice and generous and, you know, encouraging and, you know, wants you to, you know, hear other people's jokes and, you know, see what else you got. He's very open to
He was genuine? To
oh, yeah, yeah, super.
That's
yeah,
great
I mean,
to hear,
he's super encouraging.
All right. We're going to go into our game now here, folks, here. So let me explain to Joe. What we do is every show, we pick a few movies that are coming out you know, this week or the following week, and we like to guess how much you're going to make opening weekend. So we're going to go over the results from the last week, so you're going to get an idea, and then we're going to jump into – I've got here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for the next 2 weeks here. We're going to start – Jeffrey Paul, you have the numbers from last week, I assume?
I do not. I'm sorry.
You got to be shitting me.
I am not shitting you.
All right. Sorry, well, buddy. We should go back and listen. So, for those of you who care and keeping track, I know I won this one. Rogue One, Star Wars. I said 150 million. I was pretty fucking close. 155. And I thought it was a little low, but actually pretty much damn near spot on. Collateral Beauty, the new Will Smith film that Hugh Jackman turned down, wisely so. That made a lusty 7.1, a colossal bomb on every account. The critics hated it. Everyone hated it. No one gave a shit. Office Christmas Party. The film that's been done a million times, a million ways, with just different titles. 16.8. I don't know who had the numbers, but I thought that was, yeah, no one gave a shit about that. So that's pretty rough opening weekend for those other two, but not Star Wars. So here we go. We've got on the list 6. If I have the budget, I give it to you. If not, that's the case. So we've got 3 coming out, I think, Wednesday, and then 1 on Friday. The 3 on the Wednesday. So here's one. The video game film starring Michael Fassbender with a budget over $130 million.
What's
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, okay.
We're going to start with Jeffrey Paul. You give me a number.
Assassin's Creed. Coming out Wednesday.
Wednesday. So you got 5 days with Christmas in hand.
Is that the big one?
Well, you tell me. I mean, I don't know. It depends. Video game films are iffy.
I'm going to say, let's go 50 million.
50. Joe Vesey, what do you have?
40.
I say 19. I don't think I'm going to say shit about Assassin's Creed. It's Christmas time. No one's going to care about that one.
Oh, 5 days up.
Yeah. The next one, the big, well, bigger hype. You're seeing the commercials a lot for it. I just don't see the allure behind it. Jennifer Lawrence, Chris, fuck, what's it? I was, is it Chris Pratt? Yeah, Chris Pratt. In the film about being in space and shit goes awry. We've seen it a million times. This one's called Passenger. It's a budget of $110 million. Jeffrey Paul?
Passenger. Opening Wednesday?
Wednesday.
I'm going to say, wow. Let's see if it. I'm going to say 50 million.
50. Okay. Little.
I like Jennifer Lawrence.
Do you?
Yeah, I think she's pretty.
I think she's a 6.
I don't think you're wrong on that.
She's very heavily airbrushed. Joe Vesey, what do you think? Passengers, give me a number, buddy.
I don't know, 25.
25. You and I are pretty close. I say 29. I just don't. Again, the reviews have been shitty. I just don't see the allure behind this. Next one is a kids' film, although I think it looks terrible. I just don't see the allure behind it. But kids' films... Holiday time, I'm sure the kids are going to be fucking clamoring to get out of the house with vacation at hand. The budget of $75 million. The movie's called Sing. American Idol with animation, it looks like.
That looks funny.
I think it looks terrible.
I'm going to say $60
million. 60, wow, big opening weekend. Christmas time, huh? About 5 days.
I think a lot of people come out.
Gotcha. Joe Vesey, what do you got, number-wise? Sing, DreamWorks.
45.
You and I are close yet again. I say 42. 42 for Sing. Then on Friday, we have the Bryan Cranston, James Franco film coming out about James Franco is engaged to Bryan Cranston's daughter, who Bryan Cranston finds him to be an utter complete douche, as does most people. The film is called Why Him? I have no budget on this one.
It still looks like a big movie.
Big, huh? Okay. Yeah. So coming out Friday, not the 5-day weekend. You got a 3-day weekend here with this one.
Okay. I'm going to say 30.
30. Joe Vesey.
29.
Jesus Christ. We're on top of each other.
Christ made that.
we're on top of each other. I have 28, so there you go. One more here. Actually, two more. I take that back. This one coming out January 3rd, the new film, The Vampire Slayer herself, Mila Jovovich, is back yet again.
What's the name of it?
Underworld, and I forgot the sequel title, but it's like Underworld 4. Budget of $22 million. They get these cheap, and then hopefully they can make their money back. Joe Vesey, give me a number. Underworld. The fourth one, I think. I don't even know.
16.1.
16.1. Oddly specific, but that's good. Jeffrey Paul, what do you have?
I'm going to be very specific on this one, too. 11.3.
Okay, wow. We are all pretty much in the same boat. I say 10. No one gives a shit about Underworld anymore, I think. Last.
Or Mila Jovovich.
She's made four of these. She's not fucking crying bankruptcy,
nobody
that's for
cares.
Sure. No, you're
George
right.
George is shaking his head like he don't give a fuck.
Then the last one is starring.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. It's the worst Hispanic accent ever.
George, was that bad?
Nah, you're good.
Ah, thanks.
He's just jealous.
I know he is.
I can't do a good Hispanic accent. That's Felicity Jones, Liam Neeson, Sigourney Weaver in a film about a bully boy who has a monster come to his house, a helpful monster.
Monster cock. A guy with a monster
it's
cock.
Called it's called BBC.
They call him Tripod. Why is it?
No, it's not called. It's called Monster Calls. Felicity Jones, Liam Neeson, Sigourney
monster
Weaver, PG-13, a $43 million budget. Monster Calls, coming out the same weekend as Underworld. Remember, January, the doldrums of film.
9.4.
Excellent.
9.4.
I say 11.
And
Joe Vesey.
10.
10. We're on top of each other yet again. All right, those are the films we have. Write them down, and that should do it, guys. So, let's get on the plugs. Joseph Vesey, where can we find you?
I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, my name, Vesey, Joseph Vesey.
Any shows coming up?
And YouTube. So I have shows coming up. When does this come out?
Probably tomorrow or Wednesday.
Yeah, nice. I mean, I'm at Caroline's on the 28th of December, and then I got Bay Street Theater in the Hamptons January 13th with me, Sherrod Small, and Christian Finnegan.
That's nice.
So that's January 13th, which I think is a Friday, in the Hamptons at the Bay Street Theater in Sag Harbor. So anyone out in Long Island, come check it out.
I hate to piss on your parade. I think, was that a movie theater?
Is that no? It's a theater.
Okay, because I saw the movie theater actually read in the paper burned down this weekend.
Yes, there's a movie theater that's like I saw that.
You might want to call your manager on that one and see if it's still on.
Yeah, Bay Street Theater is on the water. The movie theater that's like a block or two away.
Oh, cool. All right, hey Jeffrey Paul, where the hell can we find you, buddy?
All right, this weekend you can catch me hosting here at Broadway Comedy Club.
This weekend, huh?
And next week on that's going to be New Year's Eve. I'm out in Frenchtown. At Artie's.
Where the hell is Frenchtown? Is that Jersey?
It's all the way out in Jersey, yeah.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ. I'm at a Dangerfield tonight, so who gives a shit? I'll be at Atlantic City next week. No, not performing, but gambling. Then I'll be... I will be. And then Dangerfield's back again January 9th. Hey-o. All right. And then, actually, the 3rd, 20th and 21st, I'll be back at the Comedy Cove in Springfield, New Jersey. Those are the hits, the bar shows, who cares about. But in the meantime, Comics Watching Comics, right in the middle of Episode 3, kids. Episode 4 will be coming out soon. Check that out, at Comics Watching on Twitter, comicswatchingcomics.com. You can find me, Kevin Goatee, KevinGOOTEE.com, for the rest of the dates and other nonsense and my sports picks. 4-4 this week. Well, let's see if we can break the tie for the positive tonight with the over 51 watching Redskins. But it's been a hell of a show tonight, guys. Thanks a lot for hanging out. Merry Christmas, all that good stuff. Happy holidays. We'll see you in 3 weeks in, Jeffrey Paul. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I was just going to say, our next show...
January 2nd or the 9th?
We're going to do it January 9th.
9th,
we'll
okay.
Be back January 9th. So, guys, have a happy... New Year, Merry Christmas, whatever you celebrate, we'll see you soon.
Yeah, and please, if you could, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We appreciate that. Thanks again, guys. Take care. We'll see you then.